because I spoke to the manager and the assistant, Liam, and it was just, I think I'm at the best place, like, I could be at, and I'm enjoying my football in Chesterfield.
A club that's going
places, so the lads are top, the management team, everything, just it's just perfect for me, so I don't see why I shouldn't stay there for another year longer, yeah.
So, was it you that broached it with them, or did they say, come on, let's get around the table, you've had a big impact here, let's sort something out?
I think it was a bit of both, really, and the manager liked to have players on, like, longer deals than just a year, so it was a bit of both, really. I think a lot of the other lads are like, sorting their deals out, like, Moses signed and that, so, yeah, it was a bit of both, really, yeah.
Creates stability, doesn't it? And you all know where you stand. You all know who your teammates are going to be for a year, 2 years, potentially 3 years, I suppose. And as a result, teams move forward rather than six-month contracts, loanee contracts, 12-month contracts.
That's it, yeah. It's better for both parties. As I said, it's like good for me and obviously for the club. So, yeah, I'm happy to sign another year on top of the year that I've already got.
It's been quite a 12 months for you, hasn't it? Success at Halifax Town. You come into the Chesterfield squad, and before you know it, you've got promotion on your CV.
That's it. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for me, really. Playing in a conference to going into League Two with Chesterfield and winning the league, and obviously going to Wembley, even though I didn't play, it was a good experience around the lads and not watching the lads play. But yeah, it's been a mad 12 months for me.
Because unfortunately, you just picked up that injury at the wrong time, didn't you?
Oh yeah, as soon as it happened, I knew like I was going to be struggling for that game. But I tried my best to get back. But obviously, it didn't heal in time. But hopefully, Chesterfield—it's a massive club, and the way we play, we're going forward, and we'll get them opportunities again. So. Hopefully, yeah.
So here's the thing: obviously, you were playing conference football. You had to make the step up to League Two. And now you have to make the step up to League One. Are you confident in such a short space of time you can make the grade at that level?
I don't see why not. The ability's there. It's just like getting fitter and stuff like that, I think. So with the fitness coach, you know, I'm sure he'll get us all into shape and get me into shape, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is that perhaps the biggest thing? Because the requirements that you would perhaps have in the conference will be different to what they are in League Two full-time. They're probably going to be even more going into League One this year.
That's it. It's more fitness because I know all the lads at Chesterfield are fit anyway. Like, but for me, obviously coming from non-league, and there's a few of us like Charlie Ragland, Ollie Banks has been there a bit longer. But coming from non-league, yeah, it's a step up in fitness wise. Obviously, you think that in your own ability, like you can play that level, but yeah, it's more the fitness side. So I've never really had a full pre-season or a proper pre-season. It's always been part-time. So I'm looking forward to this full-time pre-season, yeah.
So League One next season. We've spoken to a couple of your teammates recently. Sam Morsey thinks the double promotion's on. Richie Humphreys shares the optimism but perhaps takes a slightly more reserved view. What do you think about chances this year?
I don't see why not, because we're a footballing side. If you've watched us before, like when I first come out, we're shocked at how much football like we play. You just pass the ball for fun, so it'll suit us in that league. Obviously, with the management team looking to bring a few players in, so I don't see why not. But obviously, we'll just start off well and see how we go towards the end. Yeah,
is the big thing maybe finding that striker, because there are players like yourself that can all create a great deal and score and add to that, but you need that one guy or the one or two guys to finish things off for you.
I'm quite confident in Owen Doyle. He's a great striker. Obviously, people are saying that we need strikers and that, but that's up to the management team. And I'm quite confident in Owen Doyle. He scored goals this season, and he'll score goals this season. So, and Armand, obviously. Well, I don't know what's happening with him, but they're all capable of scoring goals. Yeah, so if a striker does come in, then it'll make us stronger, but we'll see what happens, yeah.
Have you had a look across potential opponents next season? Actually, it's quite a local division. You'll be playing Sheffield United, Barnsley, Doncaster Rovers. They'll all be coming to the Proac Stadium.
Yeah, it is quite, it's quite good for us, isn't it? I'm with a few teams around us, not too far to travel, but I don't mind that anyway. It's just hopefully we can start off well and pick up points against everyone, yeah.